You're listening to Am I Cancelled?
So, put your headphones in, tune out the world, and get cancelled with us.
Hello! Welcome to number two of the Fun Friday series.
Yay!
And if you can't tell, we have a special guest!
It's me!
Victoria Fraser is back for another round of abuse.
Oh yeah, there we go. Just trying to get canceled. That's how you get famous these days.
Yeah, I'm trying to get myself canceled.
You apologize. You become a better person. I think that's a good narrative that media likes.
Yeah. So today, we have a bit of a problem. I do. Is that... I sort of prepared for this, but also I want to keep things fun. The problem is that the world is not fun right now.
Not fun.
That's a huge problem. So just on Monday, I was talking about Capitol Hill, the riots on Capitol Hill. And from I want to know from a Canadian's perspective what it looked like to you, how it was like... what the reaction was around you and Canadia land. And yeah, just what do you think? What do you think about Capitol Hill?
So that was cool. that was entertaining and horrifying. That was absolutely horrifying. And honestly, yeah, American politics tend to dominate a lot of the internet and a lot of our own Canadian media and news, because we are our politicians and our politics are more center, more left. So especially watching American politics and stuff, it's just like, what is happening? Because your politicians are as you know, reality TV show hosts as well. So it's a lot more to digest. So yeah, we watch your politics way more than we should. And honestly, I get sick of it. I'm just like, hey, talk about Canada. So in relation to Canada, and also why I'm especially horrified, is our own Conservative Party. So that's what our Republican Party is. Mm-hmm. It's called the Conservative Party. They did post some baloney kind of fake news thing that was saying Trudeau's starting to rig this next election, which is not even happening anytime soon, I don't think. But they had posted a thing, severe backlash, and Canadians were like, oh no, don't you dare start that. Like, we don't want that here. Like, no. So they did take it down, but it's been like archived. And I've even seen like fake memes with like Trudeau kind of spreading weird things. Yeah. He's our current prime minister. My Canadian perspective is that I don't like this, and I don't like that it's leaking into our own things. We have, for some reason, there are some stupid Canadians, like not even American Canadians, like Canadian Canadians who live here and are like having their own mini protest. There was one in Vancouver that same day that Capitol Hill went down, and it was very small, but they've had their own, like there's anti-maskers and then there's Trump supporters and there's like these kind of like alternative views that are very problematic and not based in reality. Literally one of the signs you can Google was like God over like science over logic, like something like that. They were like, ridiculous. You're like, that doesn't make this. So they're admitting they aren't using any logic. They're just,
yeah, the fun thing to see, one of the interesting things to see when I was researching, is that there were rallies in favor of Trump in like Japan. And just seeing like a bunch of Japanese people marching down the streets in their MAGA hats and having their Trump 2020 signs was very surreal. It was strange.
Makes no sense. I'm like, I can get it if you're into the all awful politics like that, because you know you're explicitly problematic and you have fucked up views. Get into that, into your own country with your own politicians. Maybe don't, actually. Maybe it's better that they're voting for Trump and they're not, even because he doesn't exist in their countries, and maybe they can't do any damage. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. It's stupid. I can complain about it and say, I think his views are problematic and I think he is causing problems. Like, and that I actually, it took way too long, but it's a good thing he got booted off all the social medias, because he is just egging it on. And like, he really doesn't understand how his voice is a causal link to many of those behaviors. Like, okay, if I hire a hitman to kill someone, the hitman killed someone, but I'm the one who told him to do it. I mean, that's an extreme exaggeration, but the point is, the words could cause the behaviors.
Yeah.
And that person, criminally, we do actually hold the person who hired the hate man responsible. So Trump himself is the fucking voice telling these people to continue to fight. And so that's why, obviously, that.
Yeah, that's the thing
down.
Is like, he, no matter what the situation is in the world, no matter how bad it is, he sticks to those talking points that he wants to get out constantly. And even mm-hmm. in, even when he realized, oh shit, I'm in trouble here. And he gave the last speech that he gave.
Slightly better, yeah.
Yeah, slightly better, but he couldn't help himself. At the end, he still had to go back to his talking points and be like, just so you all know, this is far from over. He said something like that. That's
probably
the Trump blah, blah, blah is far from over. And I go, it might be far from over, but probably not in the way that you would like, Trump. Because
no.
I imagine they're going to try to go after him after this.
Oh yeah, he's throwing them under the bus because his lawyers told him, like, yeah, you have to, like, you can't defend these types of rioters because they literally brought zip ties and pipe bombs, which I feel like we really downplayed the pipe bombs.
Yeah, we downplayed a lot. A lot of people, I don't know, I hate that people tried to bring it into whataboutism where they're like, if this was Black Lives Matter protesters, then they would have been mowed down. And I'm like, first of all, whatever. I talked about it on
they
Monday.
They wouldn't have been actively let in. That, I think, would be a very fair critique.
Well, it wasn't because there were a couple videos circulating on Twitter where it's like they're just walking in. But then there was also a lot more going on than those videos.
Well, there's a lot of different, I mean, yeah, each video is going to be a different part of it. And there's a lot of different events that probably happened within that same event. But there's officers who were holding their line and were trying to keep protesters from getting out. But there are officers, there was like 12 or 15 officers now being under review because their behavior, like the selfie cop and all these other ones, were kind of like not in line. And like to say, like, they themselves are in danger. So maybe they're acting in a way that they can protect their own safety makes sense. Like, I can kind of understand that.
Right.
But also,
I mean, it was just a scary event, though. I don't want people downplaying like how it was mayhem. Like it was pretty crazy, and you know, an officer.
Well, and honestly, like it could have been a lot worse. Like if they hadn't gotten out of there sooner.
Imagine if they had gotten a hold of some of these people they don't agree with, and it would have been.
If they used their guns, that's because their guns were taken away. But if they hadn't been taken away, if the officers had just not even been there at all. Honestly is a valid fear, I think, for a lot of Americans and people watching, is that, like,
you seem a bit more even keeled like me about this thing. Like, you're not,
there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Right.
And so I understand how people are easily confused. I still think that it was terrible and it was a literal coup. I don't think there was a joke there. And I think that the media that refuses to use that word is downplaying the severity. But we saw the zip ties. We've seen social media posts where various alt-right figures and neo-Nazis wanted to kill politicians. Mm-hmm. And they didn't just, so this is what I think. So the Republicans have incited this craziness and they're egging them on because they are part of their horrible fan base, which is upsetting because there probably are plenty reasonable-ish Republicans that are just purely based on it for political and like business reasons, which is, I still disagree with them, but at least they don't want to murder me. But this crazy group, especially, which is not all of the Republicans, but a very loud portion of it, they are so anti-government. They don't just want to kill the Democrats. They want to kill the Republicans as well. And they don't understand that by inciting these people, they themselves are going to get, there was a fucking guillotine there. It was like they were trying to do the French Revolution very badly, thankfully.
I don't know. So there was a documentary, a mockumentary, if you will, called The Year 2020 on Netflix.
I watched like 10 minutes and I was like, I couldn't really get into it.
it was pretty funny to me anyway. And there was a British girl on there who was like represented as like being really dumb, basically.
Oh, I remember her. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, looking at the events unfold and everything before the Capitol Hill even happened, obviously. And she was just like, this is the strangest reality show, or this is the most intense reality show. And I was like, you know what, if this was put on the air, like, as, and it wasn't really happening, this would be a great show. But the unfortunate thing is it really is happening. That's the only downside here.
Yeah, there's a lot of unfortunate things about it. So that was terrible. That was an awful Monday. My Monday and Tuesday were solidly like depressing. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So there has been some accountability, though, which makes me happy. So there are good things when people are being.
After that happy topic, what has been going on in your life? What's the update? Because we haven't seen you since Christmas, technically.
Yeah,
before
since
then.
Christmas, right? It's been a hot minute. I know it's been right. Yeah, Christmas, like so much.
I thought
fun.
You hated my guts.
No, my goodness.
Wasn't that dramatic, but
I was just trying to hope 2021 would be okay. And I was finishing up moving and painting. I painted the walls, actually.
Did you finish?
This was an awful brown. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Now it's like I got one red wall over there, and I got a white wall.
Wow, you are on it. You're setting up your little space there. You're right on it. But the question is, did you finish unpacking yet?
Of course not.
Oh no! How do you start painting walls before you unpack?
A couple of things. Oh no, it's more like I have boxes under my bed and like things in my closet.
That's fine.
It's more like things I just have to sort through that are. Like, I'm missing a couple, like, not missing, I just can't find them, and I'm like, and I don't know.
I mean, I would honestly say that you're done unpacking.
Mostly, yeah, I'm like, I have a 99% of what I need.
Okay,
but yeah.
I have a live read that I have to do. And this is what I did this last episode, and it was fun, so I'm going to do it this one.
Okay.
And it's just the sound bite that I play, but I just read it instead of playing it, even though I could easily push the button. Ready?
Okay, that's okay.
If you would like to interact with the show, be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at @am_I_canceled. Also, check out our Facebook page, Am I Canceled? Now back to the show.
That was some great native advertising.
That's my first live read. So, okay, let's play the theme song and then let's forget that we were just talking about something from Miserable Monday and head right in to Fun Friday. With the hackiest questions that we can ask each other. And we, as host of me being the host of my show, you being the host of your show. Oh, how's Board Game Bitch going?
No, really good. That was the other thing I was going to mention.
Are you going to mention how you didn't send me a review copy?
Oh, shit.
I'm leaving the room right now.
I'll email it to you. I have two episodes I can send you now.
Yes, you do.
They are actually right now on the Cave Goblins Patreon.
Oh,
so
I know. Hey, why? Revolver. When? Why? When are they going to be? Are they ever going to be released?
I think after the fourth or fifth one. So
okay.
In like another month.
How are they doing? You got some good
stats
happening? I have
no idea. I don't think you get stats on Patreon for that, which is kind of a bummer.
Oh, true.
I don't know. It's
so do you do video too? Or just audio? Do you do video too or just audio?
God, no. Just audio. I put makeup on and do my hair. Yeah, I'm going to look like a gremlin.
I get it. Have you had guests on yet? I don't know.
Not yet. I'm probably going to do the first ones without guests. And then once it's live and actually on the internet for everybody. Yeah. Or maybe for the last episode. I don't know. Right. I'm undecided. Then I'll definitely do probably like short mini. Like, I want to do special episodes, not just review format, but like interviews with people in the board game industry or people who are just like a friend who want to talk about their favorite game.
The CEO of Milton Borough or whatever it's called.
Milton Borough? Milton Bradley.
Bradley.
I think it's Milton Bradley. I don't even remember which one. That's like a Monopoly one, right?
Yeah.
I should know this. I'm a
American
business magnat, Milton Bradley.
Give your plugs for Board Game Bitch. Where can people interact with it or
see it? Yeah, so I have social media. I would start with there.
There you go.
I need to start posting more on them. Twitter, @BoardGameBitch, Facebook. Oh, fuck. I made it and then I deleted it because I made it wrong and it wouldn't let me fix it.
Oh, no.
I gotta make it again. Okay. This is just really annoying. The things
Facebook
I need to
is coming soon.
Hate Facebook. Okay.
Under construction.
Instagram and Twitter, BoardGameBitch, @BoardGameBitch. Easy peasy. Gmail is BoardGameBitch because I am censored.
So is it just you removed the I?
Yeah, because I was like, there's a swear word. You can't have a Gmail. I was like, well, that's stupid.
Well, what should people email you if they decide to get that all crazy?
Just email me because you want to send an email.
Hey, what's up? Just show your support for Board Game Bitch.
Send me an email.
There
I
you
like
go.
Emails.
And now I will get my review copies because I just reminded her, put her on the spot.
I'll send it to you after this. You're gonna be like, wow, this is so bad.
Patreon. Where can they find it on Patreon?
So the Cave Goblins Network, if you go to their website, I would start with that. I think it's just cavegoblins.ca. Oh my God, I didn't write any of this down. We're not prepared for this episode. Checking it because I had no idea.
I learned from, so Buzzsprout is my distributor and I'm on a part of their Facebook group, and I learned that people hate when podcasters have banter and they don't just jump right into the topic.
Oh no, yeah, they do.
I said, wow, really okay.
I know, I'm one of them.
Okay, entitled. Okay.
You just gotta put a little chapter marker that's like, all right, all the bullshit's over, start here. It's cavegoblins.com.
I haven't and done then you chapter can, markers sorry
yeah, I agree. Cavegoblins.com, that's all their other shows, but you can find the Patreon link there, or just search Cave Goblins on Patreon, and then that is how you get special access to the show before it's like widely available. So I've done the first two episodes on there of Board Game Bitch, which is pretty exciting. So it's exclusive. So you gotta pay money to listen to it.
Yeah, and the Patreon, I believe you have it pinned. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, you have it pinned on Board Game Bitch, at Board Game Bitch on Twitter, and you just click that, and you say, here's some money, Cave Goblin Network, and then you get to listen to the episodes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just in the pre-launch phase. I mean, it's being launched, but it's kind of like behind the curtain for now.
Just in case, because if it fails miserably, they pull you right out of there. They say, go away, Victoria. Did I even say your name? Did I even say who you were?
Did we do that?
I don't know. I remember in the beginning.
Anonymous voice.
All right, this is Victoria Fraser.
That's returning. Me.
I kept saying Fraser the first time that I interviewed you. But it's okay. We've that's why she didn't want to come back for after the Christmas Spectacular. But I convinced her. I said, I'll give you this many thousands of dollars and Canadian dollars. Canadian.
Of course, Canadian.
Canadian. Which is actually more. Anyway.
Well, it's more to me, but less to you.
Is it? I thought Canadians were above us. No.
No. No. Our dollars are always under yours. So like one American dollar is like one I'm thinking of England. Canadian dollars.
I'm thinking of England. Okay, so let's play the theme song. Yeah.
Theme song.
This is going to be an awesome show.
Yeah. Love the theme song.
So energetic.
So, for the first Miserable Monday, I played this same theme song, and I was like, this isn't working out. It's like, this isn't very miserable. This is very happy. It's perfect for Fun Friday.
That's funny. It is good for Fun Friday. You should just have a toilet flush for Miserable Monday.
So I found a website that has a bunch of different questions, and there's ones for if you're going on a first date and you don't know how to communicate, you can do that.
Just print them and bring them like a normal human.
Yeah. So if you just want to go to conversationstartersworld.com, you can find a lot of questions to ask people.
Please sponsor this podcast.
Seeing as Victoria and I are not currently on a date, we will steer clear of the dating ones, but we will go to the ones that are like, hey, what's a weird question to ask a girl? What's a deep question to ask a girl? And she will do the same because I am a girl. No, she will do the opposite.
No, I went to the boys one, which I wanted to see if there was a difference. So I feel like at the end we should evaluate their gender assumptions.
We should, because there's no man or woman categories. There's only boys and girls.
So this is for dating under 12.
Oh God. I'm finally canceled. I think you will be the one that gets me canceled, I swear.
I hope so.
Can I start with an icebreaker? Because I just found one. I found an icebreaker list.
Wait, is this different from the weird questions?
Yeah.
All right.
So
break the ice.
Okay. What's the best thing you've got going on in your life at the moment?
Oh my God, Tom, thank you for asking. So the best thing in my life is that I painted the walls of my room.
Hey, we already talked about that.
The other best thing, no, they said the best thing, only one best thing. There is no best thing. So the best thing is that I'm not in America.
Whoa, shots fired.
That's it.
Okay.
There you go. That's it.
These are horrible questions and I love them all. The next question is, what incredibly common thing have you never done?
Oh my God. I've never broken a phone.
Open question.
It is really hard, but I think I only know because I've kind of answered. Like, you usually you've done these before at some awful event where like,
yeah,
there's just forcing you to talk to each other, and you're like, can we just do whatever other reason we're here?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I feel like the only thing I think of is that I've never broken a bone, and I feel like that's fairly
same.
Common.
Whoop, I've whoop. Never broken a bone, so. These are so open-ended. These would be the worst conversation starters or icebreakers because it's like a lot of these are like, I don't know. What's the most amazing fact you know?
Oh, I know so many amazing
facts.
So
many
amazing facts. My other issue with these questions is it's like, pick one. I'm like, I want to pick three.
Yeah.
Or something. Oh, man. Okay.
I don't think there's rules, but you should pick one so that we don't stay on it for too long because then
we have many,
everyone's going to tune away.
Ones. They'll be like,
even
so
though they
bored.
Already did in the first 15 minutes, probably. No one's here anymore. It's okay. Except Raven. Raven, the sponsor of the show, never misses a second.
Ooh, amazing.
So,
most interesting fact that I can think of. I really think it's funny how giraffes mate.
Nice.
Okay. It's like, A, there are like all the male giraffes. I don't know the lady giraffes, but all the male giraffes are like bisexual. So if you see two giraffes mating, there's like a 60% chance it's not even, it's like just two dudes. But how the female male situation goes is first the female pees, then the male has to like taste the pee to be like, is she ready for making babies? And then if she is ready for making babies, then they get excited.
Let's imagine.
Move on. Go find a dude to fuck.
Let's imagine that humans follow the same ritual real quick.
So entertaining.
All right, I'm done with icebreakers. I think the ice is broken.
I have thoroughly shattered it with my pee reference.
Yeah, we're done. So that's the end of the show. No.
Bye.
So do you have some weird questions for guys over there?
Yeah, I do. Actually, yeah, it's a guy. It didn't say boy.
Boy.
Oh no! Wait.
It does say boy, doesn't it?
Boy. Anyway, this is guy. I'm gonna go just in order. So the first one I'm gonna ask you is, what's your fast food horror story?
Okay. Wait. Fast food horror story. So I used to work at McDonald's when I was a young teen.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first job I ever had, and I did not enjoy it. Also, it's really, I think it's important for young people to have those kinds of service jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because it shows you how much, like, the general public doesn't view you as a person. They're mm-hmm. just like, you are a robot here to serve me. And it's interesting because you start to learn at a young age that you're supposed to like leave your emotions at the door and everything, but that's not taken into consideration that you're a teenager and you haven't realized what to do. Anyway, I got yep. called racist once.
Oh boy. So you were canceled.
Well, I didn't get fired, so I can't say that I was canceled, but what happened?
Okay.
Here's what I remember is I was working at the cashier. First of all, they always told me, you need to smile. And I was always like, no. And so giving change back. So I put the change in this white dude's hand, right?
Okay.
And he's like, okay, I have my change now. And he walks away. And then this black lady comes up and she like, she put her hand out to get the change. But she did it like, she spread all her fingers apart. Like
that's a little awkward, but yeah.
And so I put it in her hand and like the coins fall out of her hands. And she goes, what are you, racist? You handed him his change back normally, but mine fell. And I was like, I don't even know how to answer this. Like, what is that?
Like, I am so sorry.
So fast food is fun. Let's just say that.
That's entertaining.
Also, working in fast food, you see the things that the employees do to people's food if they don't like them. And a lot of it's very, very unhygienic and gross.
Gross. So, I've never done that.
I saw some nice toasted buns rubbed on some male genitalia. So
I do believe that would be a crime. If
they caught you. Yeah, it sure is. All right. So,
you actually saw someone do that?
Yeah. There's plenty of things that I've seen done. People spitting into food.
You know what? Maybe it's a good thing I can only eat at home this year.
There you go. Okay, so my question for you, my weird question to ask a gal here.
Yeah, it's me.
Is what was the weirdest conversation you've ever overheard?
Weirdest conversation I've ever overheard.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Probably it would have been like at some point in high school or something, because teenagers always just say the weirdest shit.
That's true.
I don't know.
Like, why isn't it bigger?
Oh, yeah.
That's a guy.
Something like that. Or, gosh, I mean, I can't. That's so long ago as well. I can't even remember anything.
you haven't heard maybe. Any?
Normally I go on the bus, but I have a car, so I'm not on the bus. So I can't think of anything funny on the bus. I've been in plenty of weird conversations, but like,
what's the weirdest thing that Allie's ever said to you?
Allie? Yeah. Like, obviously, we're stuff all the time.
Oh, God.
We like stretch our toes and like touch our toes in one episode, which was kind of weird, kind of funny. And I was jealous of her fingers because hers are like longer than mine, so she can play piano better.
Oh. And guitar.
I don't know. I haven't really overheard a weird, weird conversation that I can think of off the top of my head. It's a hard question.
You need to get a keyboard, and then we can have a keyboard versus guitar battle.
Perfect.
At some point. Okay. Can you ask another question?
All right. I've got another one here. Let's see. Oh, I like this one because, I mean, I don't like how they're framing it very sexistly, but I like the question because it relates to me. What game do you dominate when you play at? And I just want to read the secondary part of this.
Okay.
Most guys are into games, whether it's sports, video games, or board games. The guys you are talking to will probably like at least one of those types of games. Like, okay, but girls also like all of those
things. No.
Fact. I love video games and board games.
You and your apps are not real video games. How dare you? You and your Candy Crush. Go play
Excuse
Candy Crush, girl.
You. I was playing Final Fantasy as a very sexy archer the other day.
I don't even hardly play games of any sort.
I was also playing the Untitled Goose Game, which is fantastic.
I'm trying to think, what do I dominate? I don't dominate. I don't.
Board game, card game.
I don't really dominate games because I don't play them that often. Let's see. I think if I had to pick one, it would have been back when Guitar Hero was popular.
Oh, nice.
Guitar Hero.
Go for it.
I actually won tickets to Ozfest by competing in a tournament of Guitar Hero.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So that I used to do that one, but that was my obsession with guitar. And then when Rocksmith came out, where you play with your real guitar. I mean, I guess, but that's just learning guitar. So whatevs.
Okay, so you can play guitar-based video games. Very small niche, but good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, even though all those games are pretty much dead now. So it's like,
yeah, I haven't seen anything like that in a while. Maybe it's just, it's, you know, it's a cycle of people's human interest, and like 5 years it'll be a big thing again. You go pitch it to some game company and they'll be like, wow, genius.
Yeah. Could you imagine? A lot of people who do podcasts, they have like one theme, and I'm like, I always think I'm about to call you out, but I always think that's so limiting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm thinking right now that like I could have a podcast talking about guitars, and then I'm like, wow, I would not want to do that for very long. Like, I just want to sit here and shoot the shit. And that's the other Buzzsprout forums, because it's like, I want to do like talk radio. That was one of the things they said, that this, people need to realize that they're not doing a radio show. They're doing a podcast. Like, fuck you.
I mean, it's because it's so entry-level, anyone could do whatever they want. It doesn't really matter. A lot of podcasts are a broad topic, so I think you're fine.
But I'm just going to start turning on my iPhone to record episodes, because that's whatever. Next question for you.
I'm ready. Shoot it.
When was the last time you screamed at the top of your lungs?
An hour ago. No.
Probably.
That would be funny. I don't think I've screamed on the top of my lungs. It was probably on a roller coaster like 5 years ago at like Six Flags, California.
I can't imagine you yelling at somebody.
Oh, at a person?
Yeah.
No.
You'd have.
I can get not like screamed at the top of my lungs.
Okay.
Angrily being like, what the fuck?
Yes.
But not like, ah! Like, no.
Okay.
I also really don't fight with people ever. I'm pretty easygoing.
I think the last time I screamed was probably at an animal. because there's certain animals that haven't been trained, so they don't know the word no.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, to try to convey that they're doing something wrong, it's like, rawr.
I was expecting, like, a spider or a snake or something.
Yeah.
Like, spider. Or, like, a bear.
Hey, spider.
I legit had such arachnophobia most of my life until, like, maybe like 6-7 years ago, And like, I would scream if a spider, like any kind of spider, was anywhere near me.
What a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing gender stereotyping. So I figured I'll just throw my own in there.
Thank you. Well, you I know more ask? About games than you. So just saying, if anyone's living up to the gender stereotypes, it's me because I am.
That's fair.
A Google boy.
I'll accept that. That's fair. Do you want to ask me another weird question?
You should ask me the boy questions. I should ask you the girl questions.
Oh my goodness.
It's fine. We don't have to.
That sounds kind of fun. Hold on. Questions to ask a guy. No, I'll ask you personal questions for a guy.
Let's see. Oh, that. Great. How big is your penis? I'm trying to remember what size is considered big. 12 inches.
None of these are like sexual.
Great.
Which they should be if they're personal. Okay, the first one is, okay, do you prefer to spend more time with your significant other, family, or friends? Why?
So my significant other, my family, or my friends? Is yep. that three options? Or is it my significant other's family or my significant other's friends?
It's three.
So those are the three choices. What? Yes. So you meet your significant other and then you ask them, do you prefer me or your friends or your family?
Yikes.
Who do you hang out with the most?
Yikes. Yeah, that's right. Someone with a printed list of questions comes on a date with you and they're like, hey, would you rather spend, first date, by the way, would you rather spend time with me, your family, or friends? Why?
Terrible question. It's just like, pick your priorities. But I'm a man.
These personal right, questions so
man,
suck.
My man, my priority is probably myself.
See, that should be an option. Or yourself.
That's my answer. I'm a man. I don't just follow the rules. I make the rules.
Ooh, this is a good one to ask you. What will immediately disqualify a potential significant other?
Am I answering as a man now or as a woman?
As yourself.
having an identity crisis on the episode. I'm kidding. Sorry, what was the question? I was thinking about if I was a man or a woman. Attention span of a fish.
Disqualify. I can't even think. This is these questions.
Oh, like an instant. No. Okay. Actually, I could think. Oh, but see, actually, I can think of in the regards of gender. Okay. So as a woman, if someone like on a date, and I've had friends have this happen, and he comes up to you, and you would like have leg hair or something, and then they're just like, ew, disgusting. And that happens on a date. I would fucking walk out then. I'd be like, so you're a child. Okay. Go date okay, a
look,
baby.
Look, I have to say something. One of the reasons that me and my former co-host kind of fought, and she thought I was misogynistic. My first co-host thought I was misogynistic because I made the statement, if you had someone that you were madly in love with and they asked you to shave your legs, I guarantee that you would do it for them. I said that.
To her?
Yeah. I said you would probably do it for them if they asked you to, and you were like okay. madly in love. That makes me misogynistic.
I think it makes you weird.
Well, no, there's context, of course. There's
all right. A lot of context. Omitting the context to make you conveniently not as misogynistic. Okay.
Look, there's just context. You wouldn't understand, okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. All right. I would not let someone shave my leg, probably ever, because I'd be like, fuck you. Sweeney Todd taught me that someone could kill me with a razor, okay?
No, not have them do it, but just ask you to do it.
Oh, someone just asked me to shave my legs.
Yeah. Imagine you have a boyfriend and you guys are madly in love. It's like, I don't know, 20 years into the relationship.
This is the first time they're asking. I would be very concerned at that point. You're like,
no, you can say no. Like, I didn't say you couldn't say no. I said you would probably do it if they asked you to.
I would kind of be like, okay, why? Like, maybe they're planning a sexy vacation to Mexico and they just want me to feel my best.
But part of the context is that this person does not shave at all and doesn't.
Well, then, yeah, she probably, that would probably be like a no-go. Like I said, the dude on the first date who said, sure, if your legs are gross, I'd be like, bye, sir. I'll shave when I want to. But like, it's a lot of effort. Oh my God.
Okay. So anyway,
that's my answer though, is if someone just insulted me on my first, on the date, that would probably be like, okay, bye. Or like said something like I'm I think racist that happens, stuff or something.
That happens like just, often, yeah. I think. I think a lot of times either one party or the other is blissfully unaware of how insulting they're being to someone with certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Do you have another question?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you another weird one. This is weird, but kind of personal at the same time. Good. I'm going to ask it just because what scene from a movie scarred you for life?
Oh, that's interesting.
Actually, do you have an answer to that?
Oh boy. Do you have an answer?
I really watched I Am Legend when I was like 11 or something, and it absolutely petrified me. Actually, I also watched Jumanji, and that also petrified me for a long time. Both of those movies had scenes that traumatized me. In I Am Legend, it was just the creepy people in like the yeah. in like the darkness, because I was afraid of the dark. So I think that combined with my already like a fear of the dark made me fear like creepy human things in the dark.
Yeah.
And in Jumanji, apparently when I was like 2, I watched it with my mom, and she thought it was funny, but I was like scared of the floor because I was like going to fall through the floor like they do in Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a fear of floors for like
a good I can't think of the names. That's my issue. I can't think of the names of the movie, but I'll say what the scenes are. So
okay.
There was one, and I know it's driving me crazy. It's probably going to drive everyone else crazy, but there was a scene where the lady ends up blending the dude's cat in a blender.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's like a horror movie. And then there was like another horror type movie where, or maybe it was more of like a revenge movie where just like a group of guys just rapes this guy's daughter. And then he like goes and kills them all. I don't remember that one.
Revenge
either.
One. But then yeah. What was the scene? Was like
the scene, the rape scene was like, oh, what the fuck?
I mean, that is pretty traumatizing. I really don't think they should put that kind of stuff in movies. Like, yeah, it's not good. Like we're like violence. Anyway, that's a different conversation. That is just
Miserable Monday.
Miserable Monday. This turned dark. Okay, let's move on from the horrible movie scenes that are traumatizing to people. Okay,
conversation starter. What?
That was a bad conversation question. Never mind. Don't ask that on a date. What traumatized you for life? Like, that's literally the question, but in relation to movies. So it's like, yeah. Disguise is fun.
Yeah.
What's
traumatized you in your lifetime? Let's talk about it. First time meeting.
Not a good question. So we can write that one off.
Yeah, let's scratch that out. What chokes you up when you think about it?
Wait, is this a weird question?
Or is this a personal one? Personal questions to ask a guy.
Oh, so the sexist part is that you're asking a dude what makes him emotional.
Yeah.
Because you would never ask that to
we
a
don't
woman.
Have emotions, so that's the weird thing.
Fact.
Emotions. How dare
so
you.
Funny. Great. As a dude, I don't feel emotions. Maybe the time my spaceship toy broke when I was 2.
Oh,
that was kind of sad.
That is sad. I'm sorry.
I got choked happened. Up. Actually, the Titanic. The Fox and the Hound, when the grandmother has to kick the fox out to go live in the wild because he's grown up now. That is the saddest movie scene in history.
Okay. You ask another one.
Okay, this is a weird one, and this one can't go poorly. Although those last two were pretty bad. What's the most important file on your computer?
I'm on my computer. Let's see. I would say it's probably college papers. To be honest. I mean, I also have my podcast folder. Am I canceled? Look, I don't download pornography onto my computers, okay? They stream quite nicely on their own. No need to download them. Okay. What's your most important file?
What kind of person downloads porn? Is that a thing?
Some antiquated
person. You're like,
person.
Oh, this was a really nice one. I want to come back to it.
Download it. You know what? Pornhub Premium lets you watch it again. They have a little section. Watch it again. That's all you need. You don't need to download these things.
No, it's true.
We're done.
Fair. I guess it's your question now. Let's do the computer one.
Well, I wanted to know what your most important folder was.
My most important folder?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Well, it seemed like it was worse for you because you're like, this could get crazy.
Well, I have like a lot of like from various like computers. I have lots of like old writing from like being a teenager. So like poetry? In theory, like I have incomplete novels, like thousands of words, which are pretty important. I have lost them before. Also, I have my podcast, which is pretty important. And actually, I have a folder called literally important documents, which is just scans of. So I think that's technically the most important one because it's called important documents.
That one, yeah.
And there's actually a couple of bums in here, but mostly like paperwork from jobs and being a student and like my identity things.
Yeah.
And resumes. So that's my most important folder, I think.
Okay. So your porn folder is not the most important either. So no. Let's switch over to...
I like to get my porn the old-fashioned way.
Or the new old-fashioned way. Telegram. By telegram, what?
Jeez, stop. Remove, stop. Her, stop. Socks, stop.
This session would take at least 5 hours to complete, I think, at minimum. So let's switch over to would you rather questions. Does that sound fun?
Okay. Yeah, these mine are starting to go real bad down here.
Okay.
The weird questions got substantially less more interesting.
None of these questions are good, so it's okay. My first would you rather question is, would you rather have a golden voice or a silver tongue?
What?
Would you rather have a golden voice or a silver tongue?
So they're asking this question in the most pompous way, first of all. So someone asked me this, I'm like, okay, you read a lot of books and you're full of yourself. Mm-hmm. Because a silver tongue is someone who's really good with words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a golden voice is like, you're a good singer. You could just say, do you think...
Or a good voice, I would say. Just a good voice.
Okay, maybe just a good voice. Would you rather have a good voice, good vocal chords?
Or be smart. Be
really good with words and like smart or a wordsmith. Like good at writing. So writing or singing. Obviously, I'm going to be a good writer because I guess I already am, but like I'd rather be a better one. That's what I would choose.
Mm.
A silver tongue. I could put that on my fucking business card.
See, it's hard for me to answer because I already have both. So,
aww. Let's hear those singing chords.
Meow. Is that good?
Beautiful.
Thank you. So, let's see. A golden voice or a silver tongue. I still take it as you don't necessarily have to be good at singing.
If you have a golden voice, you're probably also good at singing. You probably have like a high range or something.
Well, because that thing, remember the homeless guy that they discovered had a good radio voice?
Sure. I feel like a good singer might also have a good radio voice. I don't know.
Maybe.
I guess you could choose the type of voice. I would be like blanket. You get all of it. Like you're good at radio. You're good at singing. It's just fantastic. Everybody loves it. And you're good at impressions. There you go.
Oh, impressions accents. Too?
You get it all. You've got the golden voice. This is the voice of all voices.
I feel like that's a platinum voice.
Okay.
To be fair.
No, right now there's types and levels of voices. I'm a little more of an emerald voice, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I like. I don't want it to be too flashy.
Now, when you said that, it just made me think of like Pokemon games, the old Game Boy games, red, silver, gold.
Green. Pokemon Leaf.
Yeah. Okay, so we're having fun now. So do you have a question?
Yeah, would you rather aliens that make first contact be robotic or organic?
God, I could not give a shit less.
Well, you have to.
Aliens that make first contact be robotic or organic? So,
like, would you rather us be attacked by the robot, by the robot aliens in Transformers? Or would you rather, be contacted by Transformers or by, I don't know, the gross, gooey things in Evolution, if you've seen that movie?
Where did the robots come from? Isn't that a question we should ask? Like, someone had to make them and program them and...
Probably.
So what is that? Or
there is a robot race like the Transformers.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hey, science is confusing and doesn't make sense sometimes. We're talking about aliens.
I guess I would say robotic because we probably have stuff that can disable that.
I think robotic makes safety wise is better, and also because it's like not actually them, like someone else probably made them. Whereas organic, if you've seen the movie Evolution, or what's the other one in space with like the Donnie Darko actor? Oh my god!
Boy.
Well, anyways, organic means like we could probably get diseases from them, so that's like probably more dangerous. So I would think organic would be worse than robotic. So I prefer robotic.
Okay.
Just for the safety.
Let's get back into the sexism. So
Yes, please. Would you text me?
Would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
Definitely a 6 with amazing personality. Looks are not everything. Gross.
Yeah.
Who did anyone with a bad personality? Just like, I mean, people do. This is my super hot boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're full of shit. Like, they suck.
I mean, don't, you can't act like that's not real, though. That does happen a lot.
They'd at least have to have a mediocre personality. Like, bad personality, like, intentionally.
I think we need to find, like, everyone with a bad personality and just get them together. Like, they should be dating each other. But then we turn into a weird segregation thing that we shouldn't go down.
I would get a little bit eugenics, like, yeah.
Okay, your turn. Go ahead. Mine's I would date an amazing personality, too. A 6.
Agree.
Because that 6 quickly turns into a 10, the better the personality.
It's true. People look better when they have a personality. I did a study on that in my university. And also, like, which, I mean, there's many studies on it. But also, people can look a lot better with, like, the right clothes and, like, a little bit of effort. Like, a lot of people don't realize that part of being unattractive is just, like, you just aren't presenting yourself very well.
It's like in the movies when they take the hot girl's glasses off and all of a sudden now she's hot.
I mean, to be fair, the glasses, there's sexy librarian tropes out there. So I think the glasses aren't necessarily always holding you back.
You take the glasses off and then you take the hair out and then you shake it. And that's how you know that she's hot now.
Whoops. Headphones down! There I go, trying to be sexy, never again.
The head shake and lost your headphones. That's great.
They flew off. Can't be a hot girl with headphones, guys.
So, okay. It's your turn, actually.
It's my turn. Would you rather... I don't like this. This is not exciting. I'm going to scroll down. Someone's looking better. Ooh, I like this one. It's so weird. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
I saw that one earlier and I knew immediately that I would rather be covered in fur. Because it is soft. And I, wow, this is a callback to our first conversation with
I guess so.
You and your pet snake and me saying it doesn't have any soft fur.
No, she's just stuffed and smooth.
So I would rather have fur because it's soft and then all the ladies would want to pet me.
There you go.
Okay.
I like the description though. It's like built-in blanket or +2 armor. +2 armor. I'll go with the scales armor. Because then I could be a snake like my lady and I could also never have to shave. And then also I'd be like a fucking, I could cosplay as like the perfect dragonborn character in like a D&D game.
Yeah, but also if we all accept that we are furry creatures, then there wouldn't be shaving in the first place.
True, but I really want to be a reptilian.
We would all be furries.
I want to be a lizard person.
Okay. God. Stop yelling. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. It seems more powerful and useful to see other people's futures, and you can like charge money for it.
I was just thinking that. So much easier to monetize it. But 10 minutes kind of sucks though.
Yeah, it's not great. Well, that's why I think it'd be better to use it on someone else, because your own future, you're like, you probably know more or less where you'll be in 10 minutes.
You're like, hey, I scheduled this meeting, so that's where I'll be in 10 minutes.
Like, yeah, or like, yeah. You would see if it had gone over or something, like certain things like that, but like, you'd see the moment you died before you died. Like, that's all the excite. I don't know. I don't think your own future is very useful, so I'd go with everyone else's.
This is kind of attached to it, so let me ask you one more here. Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now or know now everything your future self will learn? That's such a bad way to word it.
So wait, it's either go relive your life from age 5 to now
but know everything you've learned.
And then change it.
Or know everything that's going to happen, I guess.
Everything's going to happen to you currently.
Oh wait, no, have all the knowledge of everything that's you're going to gain in the future. So, like, if you learn to be an astrophysicist, like, you know that now.
it's like the time traveler's paradox of, because you know all it, you'd be like, well, I'm gonna not do it, and like whatever. I don't know. I would go to 5 because
yes,
more time to live, and also being 5 is fucking dope.
Yeah, and then you get to like not fuck up everything you fucked up the first time.
A 5-year-old that just like tells adults that ethnocentrism is bad, and they're just like, "What are you talking about?" And you'd be like,
"Oh yeah, but that's a good question words. Though. That's a good question though. Like, would you show your knowledge, or would you just go through the grades? Well, because if you show your knowledge, then it's like, okay, then they're going to advance you all the way to where you're supposed to be education.
Only if you're rich. They don't do that for poor people.
Oh. Well, I am rich, so.
I was poor.
I was
And I read a lot of books as a kid, so I already was like a gifted, obnoxious child, so that was fine.
Perfect. You are perfect, and everyone should know that you are perfect, and go watch Board Game Bitch.
Wow.
Okay, so it's your turn.
All right, here we go. Let's go with, I am just thinking this one's kind of weird, so I'm going to go with it. And it's the one I'm staring at. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
History of every object I've touched or be able to talk to animals. It would be so much cooler to talk to animals because I hate history.
So I think it would be better to pick the objects that you touched because again, you can sell things that were touched by famous people. And also,
yeah, but you still have to prove it though.
I mean, I don't know. You could also prove it by being like this, basically like a psychic, but for like objects, like someone like, right. Like this thing was lost wedding ring to this person.
You can prove that you have those abilities, but then you could just start lying about stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, so you prove it with the ability and then you just make it up to make more money.
This broken flashlight was touched by Albert Einstein. But it was made 2 years ago. No.
I also just like have a lot of thrift store items that I'm very curious about. And so I would like love to know, because I do like history. And also talking to animals, what is an animal going to tell you? It doesn't speak English. It speaks nothing. So it's just going to be like,
well, if you can understand it, hungry. You can understand it. And then you can communicate.
You'll probably just understand, like it'll have memories that you can see and you'll be like, oh, wow. And then it would be like, I'm hungry. I'm shitting right now. Yeah. I'm going to eat you, but you're much bigger than me. And I'm a tiny house cat, so I cannot. But I'm going to eat you when you die.
Then you kick it. Then you
they already
the
know
animal,
everything that they're thinking.
Kick the cat across the room. That's what you do. Then you put it in a blender.
Don't do that. Animal cruelty.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, we'll stop with the animal cruelty, I guess. So sad. But okay, I want to ask a personal question to ask a girl.
Okay.
Are you ready? I just I love the sexism that oozes out of this website. So
it really does.
What movie made you cry the most?
This is to ask a girl?
Yep.
Okay. What movie made me cry the most? I cry in like anytime there's like a sad scene in a movie. I'm just
You're
like,
such a girl.
I am such a girl.
Stereotypes.
I think I also have an IUD. It just makes me extra emotional. But, oh man. What is a movie that made me cry the most that like I was like devastated?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That was really tough. I think maybe like
Rugrats, the movie. Rugrats All Grown Up, the movie.
Probably. I don't think I've seen that actually. Bambi, okay. When his mom dies, the whole movie is set like so sad, like, and it doesn't really get that happy.
Good.
Yeah,
I like Bambi. Movies that don't have a happy ending. Is that there weird?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of Bambi's mom dying. That's all I can think of.
I feel like it's just so hacky to just, oh, everything, but it's okay. Things get bad and then they get better and then they get bad again. And then there's a happy ending.
Have you seen Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
The ending is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
No spoilers, but everyone should watch it.
What is the most embarrassing thing you own?
The most embarrassing thing I own.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I have lots of things from when I was like a kid. Weren't really embarrassing, but in theory they could be because they're from when you were little, but like not really embarrassing. My aunt gave me this cat calendar for Christmas. It's not embarrassing.
Depends.
Actually, you know what? The pen jar for my microphone. shut up. How dare you? No, I actually had a thought and I forget. So my roommates will just randomly give me weird, like my old roommates would just give me random things. So I do have like expired lube somewhere that says hot and sexy. That I think it heats up and tingles and is terrifying.
I think that's more what they're going for with this question.
Oh, actually it's right there. It's right there on my dresser. Cause I don't know what to do with it. Cause she just gave it to me when I moved.
It's right there.
She's like cleaning up her stuff and was like, put it in my stuff. And
here's some lube, bro.
I was just like, what? And she's like, yeah, I've never used it. I'm like, okay.
It says, I like this one because sharing embarrassing things we own or have done brings people closer together.
It's true. It does actually psychologically. What's your most embarrassing thing that you own? I told you about my expired lube. It's like, it's a tough question. It's like, you're like, what really is embarrassing? I'm not really embarrassed by my weird expired lube. I didn't even really think about it until like trying to think of something weirder.
Yeah, I don't know what's embarrassing.
Like, something you would be like, if someone's rampaging through your stuff, you'd be like, oh, this is kind of difficult to explain. I have like stuffed animals and that doesn't embarrass me. Like, I don't know. I have lots of nerdy stuff too. And like, people might think that's embarrassing, but I don't care. Like, I have a lot of D&D books.
My goodness.
The erotica book my mom accidentally bought me when I was 12.
I think so. This is strange. So it's not really embarrassing, but it could be in context.
There we go.
So
that's what we're looking for.
So there's a shirt that I bought from Walmart like years ago that is like they have all these like patriotic shirts and stuff, and it's like this this eagle being all, I don't even remember what it says on it. I haven't worn it in a long time. The point is the fact that Trump has been like associated with like red, white, and blue now, it's very strange that like you would almost be thought of as a Trump supporter if you're patriotic too.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it to be patriotic. I bought it to be an asshole. Look at me with all this shit.
I just want like a cheesy American shirt.
Yeah,
apparently exactly. Wearing the American flag is not actually allowed. There's something about that. Like, you're not technically supposed to be wearing the flag as clothing.
Technically,
it's an insult to the but flag.
Nobody,
but everyone does it.
Yeah, no, they don't do anything about it anymore.
No, which is entertaining. We don't get a lot of that in Walmart up here, so that's funny. I don't even think there's like Canadian flag stuff, but I don't think it sells to the same extent that like American Patriot stuff sells.
I'm wearing a Walmart shirt right now from Days of Old. It's a cat and it has like tie dye and it's glasses that it has on, and it says, "You're freaking me out."
Meow.
Which is very similar to the Christmas sweater of yours that I made fun of.
Yeah. And now who's wearing the cheesy cat pun shirt?
Me. All right, you go. You go with the question. It'll be the last one. We'll both do one more question.
Oh my goodness. One more. Well, now I need to like be like, what do I want?
It has to be perfect. Maybe you can ask your own that's better than this is.
I guess we could. But the prompts are easier. sorry, there's just one really, really awful question that I hate. I don't know. Is this a good question? Not a good question.
Oh no.
I'm just enjoying some of these. I'm getting distracted. Okay, there's a lot of really bad ones. I'm not going to read those. What's a fact you wish you'd never learned?
A fact I wish I'd never learned. That reality shows weren't real.
Don't tell me. What do you mean?
I mean, when you start looking at like all the behind the scenes stuff, and yeah, it's like, holy crap, this is all just producers being producers.
Very scripted.
Yeah.
Like, they're just acting really badly.
Like, any of those shows, like the Dr. Phil's, the Jerry Springer's, the any of those.
Yep. Maury or whatever.
Right. American Idol, American's Got even, Talent.
You know what's funny about that, which I'd never actually thought about? Even the ones that are the most realistic, like, where it's not quite insane reality, but, like, yeah. Seems real. So, like, House Hunter shows. There's one in Vancouver that gets filmed here. And one of my friend's friend was on the House Hunter show. And they were telling me, like, yeah, we didn't actually have any tough decisions to make, but we had to. They're like, the cameraman or whatever, the people were like, yeah, go stand in that bush. We're going to film you from over here behind the house really creepily. And you're going to have an argument pretending that you don't know what to do. And they're like, okay. And then they went into, I watched the episode of it. So those ones, like, even like the very innocuous reality ones are very not like much.
It just, I mean, I don't watch much reality TV anyway, but like, it just ruins, even if you are watching it, you're just very cynical. Just all these things just make you cynical. Did you just yawn? Did you just yawn again in my podcast?
No, I was stretching my tongue.
Here's my last question. I think you'll enjoy this one. I picked one I thought you would enjoy.
I'm so ready.
It's like the superhero question, but in reverse. So this is...
Supervillain?
No. This is, would you rather have... would you rather 5% of the population have telepathy or 5% of the population have telekinesis? You are not part of the 5% that has it. So you don't get a superpower, but there's a lot of people who either have
and I get to decide telepathy for everyone else.
Or telekinesis.
Okay, so everyone, 5% can read other people's minds or 5% can have telekinesis. So the mind reading, absolutely terrifying, very problematic. Government's going to use that shit. Yes. And that's not going to go well. I need to be a conspiracy theorist to know that will end poorly. It's going to lead to some dystopian shit. 5% telekinesis, I think those people are still going to be like sought after for their telekinesis. And probably be like companies be like, job requirement, telekinesis. And then the 5% will become the 1%. But at least 5% is better than 1%. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd go with telekinesis just because I think telepathy, yes. I think, is more
invasive,
risky. Yeah, and could be abused in more like really bad ways.
I had another game to play that I forgot about. I forgot to tell you. It's been an hour and 1 minute.
1 minute.
I'm trying to think. So, okay. So the game is basically the rhyme game where I say a word and you have to rhyme with it, and whoever can't think of another one dies. The player who doesn't do it three times loses, apparently.
Okay.
So if I said dime,
I'd say time.
And I would say grime.
Lime.
Mime.
Are we doing near rhymes?
No.
Oh, rhyme. I do rhyme.
How dare you?
Rhyme.
Chime.
I should be better at this.
Same. I'm out.
Sublime.
Too. I'm out. I give up.
It's two syllables, but it still rhymes. Sublime.
Then I could like I could go technically full time if you put the hyphen in as one word. I'm not
we
doing
didn't
that.
Establish rules very well.
Okay, maybe we could do this on another fun Friday. We'll just play the rhyme game the whole time.
That sounds,
and everyone will be like, this is the most annoying shit I've ever heard, and I won't care.
But
before we leave, I have a live read to do, and I'm going to ask you to participate in it.
OMG.
I don't really have a live read, but sometimes the ASMR thing.
Ooh, are we playing with pens again and brushes?
Oh, God. We certainly got out of control. So, I'm going to ask you a favor here. So, as I said, the sponsor of this program is Raven Michelle Everding. By the way, that's not her real name. But that's what we call her. And so she is a huge fan of yours.
Oh.
She enjoys when you're on the show. She thinks that you're very fun and entertaining. So I, as awkward as this can be, I would like for you to just give a personalized message to her. Say hi. Say, I love you. We can marry each other, whatever girls say to each other. I don't know.
Got it. Okay, so I'm making a shout out to your sponsor, Raven. What was her name?
Raven Michelle Everding.
Everdeen or Everden?
Ding. D-I-N-G.
Ding. Oh, Everding?
Everding.
Got it. Raven Michelle Everding. Okay, perfect. Am I doing this now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Is it just me?
I'm going to do the whole pitch, but I just want you to basically say hi.
Got it. Okay. Hi, Raven. Michelle Everding. Great name. Like, that's how Raven. One of my favorite shows.
Oh, God.
As well as one of my favorite superhero characters in Teen Titans Go. Nice to meet you. Thanks for listening. I'm a big fan of yours. And
she doesn't have a podcast.
If you are, shut up. This is my fucking shout out.
I'm sorry.
Get out of my shout out.
Okay, I'm leaving.
if you want to go for coffee, even though we're very far from each other, always free. Would love to hang out.
If you want to go for coffee,
if gotta meet your fans.
I was expecting you to go. If you want to hear more of me, Board Game Bitch.
No, I'm not gonna promote myself.
Hey, it would have been a good time to do it. I'll tell you that.
Thank goodness you're doing it. I'll send you a signed copy of a piece of paper that says "Go listen to Board Game Bitch."
That's worth a lot, Raven. And I'll tell you why. Because this is a freelance writer here that makes enough money to live her life on.
Mm-hmm. Half of it.
Half of her life. That's half a life more than me. I don't do freelance writing and I don't survive off of it. So what can you say about that? But that was a very special message. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Except you immediately brought up That's So Raven, which I've tortured her for about 10 years for.
But it's a good TV show. I also compared her name to Teen Titans, the Raven.
Which is the other reference that she always gets.
I don't know any other Raven things. I don't know. Or like the bird. Fucking the bird. It's a great bird. Ravens are super smart.
My torture was Edward Scissorhands up until that fucking Twilight thing came out.
Oh, no. Edward Cullen.
And I was like, are you a vampire? You're the vampire.
Being like, yes, and I will eat you. Fuck off. There you
go. I could call you if we stick with shores. You could, shores shows. You could be victorious. From the show Victorious. No,
I don't know it.
You don't know what?
I haven't got that comparison ever. I think that's because I'm sorry. That young.
You're also not.
That's a newer show, right? That's like really recent. Maybe?
I don't think it's on anymore.
Oh, I thought it was kind of new because I definitely did not. It was not on TV when I was like,
it was like a kid show.
I vaguely know what you're referencing, I think, but I didn't even know what it was actually called.
But Raven is a nice lady, okay? And maybe if you're nice to her, she'll sponsor your podcast too.
Cool.
She'll be like,
seems rad.
Well, actually, that's what your sponsor, whatever you call them, Cave Boys. Well,
yeah, we're like a network/podcast group of people.
Yeah, they kind of pay for your subscription, right?
We all split our costs, yeah.
Right. Oh, Raven pays for my full subscription.
I still have to pay for my
Raven pays for my full subscription because she likes listening so much.
She is the sponsor. She's great.
She's the official sponsor of Am I Canceled?
She's kind of the producer, I think.
If she asked me to do something, I would do it. That's pretty much where we're at.
She's also the producer.
Yeah. So my read is... Actually, should I just play it?
Okay.
I'll just play it.
Since the inception of Am I Cancelled, one woman has shown integrity and grace, beauty and loyalty above all others. And now, that woman is the official sponsor of Am I Cancelled.
Thank you, Raven Michelle Everding, for your continued support. Now back to the show.
Beautiful production.
So good. The value is through the roof.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Always. This is a place where you can come and just be yourself. I know that the goblin boys like you to be a certain way, and I'm like, you shouldn't put up with that, Tori. I don't understand.
The goblin boys and girls are pretty friendly, pretty chill, thankfully.
So before we go, are we correcting this sexism afoot? These gender roles?
I would like to say that, yes, these questions were not as sexist as I expected, mm-hmm. but they were still kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they had two groups is a bit silly, but I guess people search that, and that's what they're catering to.
Victoria.
And also, the weird questions seem to be weirder. I'm disappointed in you, Conversation Starter World.
Victoria, will you tell these people, these audience members listening right now, why open-ended questions are bad?
Oh God, they're so bad. Because people don't know how to answer. Like answering a question, like, I don't know. Like even when people say like, what's your favorite anything? What's your favorite food? Which is everyone just does on dates or whatever. I mean, just meeting people.
Yes.
It's so hard to pick one. Like I'd say at least if you're going to do it, be like, oh, you have a couple answers. It's fine. Like, what are your favorite types of food? Like just multiple answer, ask multiple. If you're going to have to do that. Which I think people kind of know. And then I don't know. It's more fun to ask like a little more specific things, or even just like talking about yourself a little bit, ask them about them a little bit, like see where the conversation goes. What are their interests and their hobbies? Like what do they do? Like more about the person than like, I don't know. You can always find people's beliefs and have deep conversations. Some people really like that.
Yes.
Not me, not on a first date.
But say you're on a first date, right? And someone's asking you open-ended questions.
That's the line.
Let me form a gender stereotype that is already formed here. Let me point it out. So women like a direct man. They like when you're direct and ask them a direct question.
Okay.
Anywho. Actually, you know what? On a date, open-ended questions would probably be better because it's just like gets a conversation going. But if you're doing like an interview, a professional interview, open-ended questions are the worst thing you can do. There.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
So and now we've decided when and when you can't use them.
Yes. And now we're going to end the episode and you're going to send me a episode preview.
Yes. I'll email it to you.
And if you don't, I'm going to call you out on the Miserable Monday show.
Yep, and then it'll be extra miserable.
Again, thank you so much for being here. You are always a fun guest. Everyone loves you. Yay. The regulars very much love when you're here. And it's going to be a surprise to them. I didn't tell anybody this time.
I'm a top secret.
Top secret surprise. Fun Friday guest.
Woo!
Yes. So that's thank cute. You a third time. And I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Well, that was an awful show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to find out if we're canceled. Until then, this has been Am I Canceled?